Hello, everyone. This is Terry Latham calling in from Austin, Texas. I'm a Triple Diamond and also part of the advisory council of this wonderful company called ASEA. We've been a part of ASEA now for 4 years, and it's just been an absolute fantastic ride. We're just kicking off our new year, our second week, our second call, actually, for the new year. And I reached out to one of my favorite people in the company to see if he would come on to the call. Now, this is our president, Jerem Webb. He's been in the industry and been in an executive role for over 15 years and has an extensive background in business. But he really runs a tight ship. I really respect his leadership with what he brings to the company. Not only that, for the company itself, he really truly understands the field, and he does really have a healthy balance between the company and the field, and always makes sure to take care of us out here. So I want to introduce everybody to our president, Jerem Webb. Jerem, are you with us?
Terry, I'm on. Can you hear me okay?
I've got you.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to be with us tonight.
Hey, thank you, Terry. I'm truly honored and grateful to be part of the call tonight. I've always had a tremendous amount of respect for you as a leader and as a professional in this business. But more than anything, I consider you a dear friend, and I'm just honored to be a part of your call tonight.
Thanks, buddy.
Guys, you know, we sit here on January 9th of a brand new year, and I'm feeling a sense of energy tonight, and frankly have been since the beginning of the year. You know, new years are about new beginnings and new opportunities new aspirations and goals, and I'm going to talk about that in just a minute, but I'm really, really excited about what we have going as a company and about our future. Could not be more optimistic about where this company is headed. Terry had asked me to share a message a little bit about the vision for the future and what we've got planned and how this all kind of fits into the bigger perspective. And I thought about sharing a story. Now, some of you have heard this story before, so if so, I apologize. But I thought about sharing this story of when I first met Virtus Norton, our founder. Virtus asked me to join him in his home in Sandy, Utah, for a discussion about the company. They had just started the business. They were just 6 months into the company, and they were looking to surround themselves with some help. And I remember sitting there with Virtus. We had a wonderful conversation that day, and he was telling me about his background as a corporate executive in Fortune 50 companies, had run multi-billion dollar divisions of companies for many, many years, had retired, every reason to ride off into the sunset with his wife and travel the world, but he starts a network marketing company in what was then at that time the worst recession since the Great Depression. And he's selling salt and water, a product made of salt and water, in Salt Lake City, Utah, of all places, in a business, frankly, that he had no experience in, no business, no rhyme or reason why he should even be in this industry at his age. And as he was telling me his story and the background of how they had started the company, I sat there. They're 6 months into the burn, and I sat there thinking to myself, why in the world, Virtus, would you do this at your age? Why would you start this company? It had to be pretty important and pretty special to be able to do something in this industry. And I remember asking him that question after he got finished. I said, Virtus, why did you do this? Why would you come out of retirement and start this company at this period of time? With this product, why would you do it? And remember, at that time, I had only had just a brief context around what he was even doing. And I will never, ever forget the answer that he gave me. He looked me in the eye and he said, Jerem, it's because I want to build a legacy. I want to build a legacy. And he began to expand on that. He talked about the legacy of the product, and how he really fundamentally believed, with his experience with that product, which up till that point had been about a year and a half, that this product and technology had the potential to change health and humanity forever. He also began to talk about the legacy that he wanted to leave of this company, building a legacy company. And I don't even know if at that point in time he even understood what he was saying, but he had this vision of building a legacy company that could bless the lives of millions of people across the globe, not just for the next 3 to 5 years, which, by the way, was probably the tenure that he was going to have himself in the business. He knew that he probably wouldn't get to see out that legacy, but for generations and generations to come. That was what he meant that day when he said, I want to build a legacy. And that was his vision. That continues to be our vision today as an organization, to build a legacy company, a really a lifestyle, because that's what I consider this to be. It's a lifestyle. It's not just a product. It's now become an opportunity for people to achieve whatever they want to achieve, whether it's a lifestyle, a culture they can belong to, whether it's a, you know, providing for their families, achieving their financial goals and dreams. This company has become so much more than just a product. I believe that building a legacy means building a lifestyle that can bless the lives of millions of people across the globe for generations to come. Our vision is, if you were to describe it in words, it's sustainability, it's longevity, it's long lasting. So many companies in this industry are in it for the money. They're in it to make money as fast as humanly possible and get out no matter what happens. That is a strategy that some companies apply in this industry. And it's unfortunate, but Virtus had no reason to do this. He had every reason not to do this. And he started this company with the vision to leave a legacy, sustainability, longevity, a long-lasting company that can bless for generations to come. But building a legacy company doesn't just mean sustainability, longevity, and long-lasting. It also means growth and momentum and expansion and opportunity. The beauty about it is we're here in this company to accelerate what this company can do as quickly as possible and to build a sustainable, long-lasting company. And, you know, I think about what we have, what we're sitting on as an organization, what all of us here have. Here we sit as a company. We're entering our 7th year as an organization. We're largely past the startup phase when the risk that people took, the risk that Terry Latham took at the front end 4 years ago, the risks that some of the early associates took, we're past that. We're not a startup organization. We're a well-established organization, and yet we're at the front end of that momentum curve, that growth curve. It's a very unique opportunity place to be in the organization from a timing standpoint. We're a company that's well-established with a core strong vision, mission, and values, a culture that binds us together in the sense of belief and belonging and becoming, a product and products, frankly, that are unparalleled anywhere in the world in terms of the impact that they're having on humanity and continue to have every single day. And they're exclusive. They're patent-protected. They're exclusive to you as associates. They're exclusive to us as a company. Combine that with a very, very powerful compensation plan that significantly rewards people who engage in the right behaviors. I mean, think about this for a minute. Those of you who may not understand our comp plan, every single bonus, every single payment, every single money-making opportunity in our comp plan ties to rank. You achieve rank, you're going to earn more money. How do you achieve rank? It's tied to volume. It's tied to how you build your business and how you build volume. We just rolled out full volume enrollment packs. So as you're enrolling people, as you're sponsoring, as you're sharing the product, and you're sponsoring them with those full volume enrollment packs, you're accelerating your way to rank. And as you keep them, reward them, and keep them on our autoship program, which now we have a retention program that rewards our associates and our customers with free product. If they stay on our autoship program, that volume begins to build. You achieve more rank. The rank leads to additional income to allow you to achieve your financial goals and dreams. It's a very significant, powerful compensation plan that is rewarding significantly the people who engage in the right behaviors. Think about the support structure that we have as an organization, the infrastructure that we put in place, the expansion opportunities that we have as we expand into new regions of the world and as we expand into existing regions with our expansion efforts in just the United States and in our existing markets. On top of all of that, we're largely an unheard of company. I used to say we're the 98th largest company in the industry that nobody's ever heard of. That's significant in terms of opportunity, because now you go talk to 100, I go walk down to the mall here and talk to 100 people, and probably five on chance here in Salt Lake City would know who he is. So I think that all stems towards opportunity. This isn't a saturated business where everybody's heard of it, everybody's been approached by it to do it. So all in all, when you consider all of these different powerful components of ASEA, I believe that we have the most compelling opportunity in the entire industry right now. If you're willing to engage and keep at it, stay consistent and engage in this and do the right things to engage in the business, we have the most compelling opportunity for anyone in the entire industry. And I get excited when I think about what we've built up to this point and what we're carrying, if you will, into a brand new year, 2017. It's, you know, I think of New Year's, it's an opportunity to set new goals and aspirations, to clean slate and begin new, to eliminate some of the challenges or some of the difficulties that you've had, some of the struggles, to begin new with a fresh perspective and a fresh approach. And I'll tell you, this company has a big, big vision for the future. New products, new regions of the world that we're opening, new programs and initiatives. 2017 will be our best year ever. We are going to reach beyond ourselves at every level to achieve new heights in this organization in 2017. We're entering, I believe, a new phase of growth and momentum for the business, a phase of growth that will take us into the next 2 years, a phase of growth that will equal momentum and growth and acceleration, where that vision of becoming a legacy company, growing this thing to a large company, blessing the lives of millions of people across the globe, will start to become a reality. And we're committed to that vision. We're committed to doing what it takes to continue to grow that vision and to capitalize on the opportunities ahead. I'll close with this, and then I'll turn it back to Terry. What is your vision for 2017? That's the question I would ask. What are your aspirations? What new heights are you going to achieve in 2017? What legacy do you want to build? There's one of my favorite quotes that some of you have heard me share from Nelson Mandela. He says that vision without action is just a dream. Action without vision just passes the time. But vision with action can change the world. And I would challenge each of you on the call, as you think about this brand new year, as you think about what you want to achieve, I would challenge you to define your vision, specifically your goals, your aspirations, the new heights you want to achieve this year, whether it be a new rank, whether it be a new business opportunity, a new country you want to go after within the ASEA organization. Even on a personal level, define what is winning for you in 2017. But don't just stop there. Define the action steps, the plan to get you there. And then go, go, go. Surround yourself with people who believe in you, who believe in your vision, what you can achieve, and what your potential is, and go. Make it happen. Get really aggressive about it. It's this concept of flip a desk, kick a hole in the wall, and say, I'm going. I'm defining my vision, here's my plan, and I'm going after it. I'm going to get it, and there's nothing that's going to stop me. Be that aggressive. I would challenge you guys to do that, because that's what we're doing as an organization. We're as optimistic about our future as we've ever been. We're in good hands. We've got a wonderful, wonderful executive team. We're a profitable organization, healthy organization, and we're moving forward aggressively into the next phase of growth. So that would be the message I would share tonight. Terry, I'll turn it back to you.
Got a quick question for you. And as I'm listening to you, Jerem, one of the things that, as I made my decision to be a part of ASEA, that really, really caught my attention that, you know, when y'all made the company, that made the comment to me that any company can grow fast. The question is, can they sustain that? And I'll bring this up to you, but because of your background, and you were a part of one of the top executives in a company that still, I believe, holds the record for the fastest growing company in the history of network marketing, but also they've had their issues.
Oh, sure.
So when we speak of where we are going, we're talking about scalability of the company and the structure of the company. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because, you know, I think as a business person, especially when people are taking a look at this and we're going into the new year, and you're speaking of people making plans and goals, it's pretty amazing to hear what y'all done it there at the company. Can you talk about that for a sec?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, look, I was with an organization that frankly was the fastest growing network marketing company, the fastest growing company to reach $1 billion in network marketing. And yet they're no longer around right now. And there, of course, there are reasons for that. But the reality is, I think sustainability is a big deal in this industry, longevity. So what creates longevity and sustainability in this industry? I believe it's exclusivity in our products. I believe it's impact and power of our products. The fact that our product is not going to show up in Costco or in your local department store anywhere at any time ever, that's a big, huge deal when you think about the exclusivity that we have around our technology and our products. And then you think about the way this company was built. I'll give you an example. Virtus, when he first started the company, he brought in people before he could afford them. We surrounded ourselves with an executive team that knew how to build billion-dollar organizations, long-lasting. So they knew how to lay the infrastructure at the very day one to be able to sustain a growing company. So we've built the infrastructure from day one to support a billion-dollar global multinational legacy business. Then you combine that with the type of cultural underpinnings that we've established, which were very important for us from the very beginning, to establish a company with a tremendous purpose, a vision, a mission, but not only that, core values and a culture that really defined who we are as an organization, putting our stake in the ground in the industry. We're not just a fly-by-night company that's here to make money and get out. We're a company that is here. We have core values that we're living to, and a culture and a purpose that drives us. And I think if you combine those types of things together, that's what I get excited about, because I think we can achieve the kind of growth speed, if you will, that other companies in this industry are achieving when they get into momentum. So I don't think we need to sacrifice the speed of growth, but at the same time, we're going to be around a lot longer than a lot of these companies. You just look at our retention numbers. You look at all of these different things that show that, you know, we're a company that's in this for the long haul. We're a legacy company that's going to be around, but we don't need to sacrifice the speed to get it. And that's what gets me excited.
You know, each year we speak of, I believe people join network marketing, we'll all get excited without working a plan. Everybody needs to kind of kick off an annual plan. I believe it goes from convention to convention. Starting this year, for everybody, we're doing regionals across the country, kicking it off all around the world for people doing events to kick off this whole new year, 2017. We have a phenomenal event. I'm going to go ahead and bring it up because I have you, Jerem, coming up in September. And this is going to be our global convention, and there's some big things coming. Jerem, I mean, we just had an event in Dallas. I know we had several events across the country where people who are making these regional events have a chance to get a pretty good discount on the ticket. And those who've been involved, just joined ASEA and have not been in, you've been in less than 90 days, you can get the best price on the convention ticket. Jerem, can you talk a little bit, kind of give us what's coming up? It's kind of why we should drive people there. Why should they not miss it?
I'll tell you this. I've been involved in every single convention that we've had in our 7-year history. If there's any convention you don't want to miss, it's this one upcoming. most of you know that we moved convention from April to September. We made that move for a very strategic reason, because we've got some significant announcements around our product technology, around our product development cycle, around our expansion, around some of the programs that we've got. I mean, this is going to be the most significant convention we've ever had in our company's history, coming up in September. And so I would not miss this event. I mean, beyond the fact that these events are where leaders are born, the networking, the relationships, the mentoring, the richness in the discussions you can have, the ability to get engaged, not just get the motivation and the inspiration, but actually get the fundamental tools and learn from your peers. Very, very powerful at conventions. You've stacked that up with all of the announcements that we have planned for that event. This is an event that is well worth your money and time and energy if you're serious about this business. Now, one other thing I'll say, a lot of people say to me or ask me, gee, should I wait to convention to get my business going because I want to hear what all the new stuff that's coming out? What I say to folks in response to that is this: the stuff that we're going to announce and roll out, the things that are going to accelerate your business, are going to be much better to accelerate your business when you have a network and a business that is growing, that is healthy, and that is as large as you can possibly make it by the time that event hits. And it's really important to remember that. It is important. That's why it's important with these regional events, to get to these events, set your goals and plans, and work to achieve those goals and plans prior to the convention. Because as you build your business, as you build your rank, as you build your network, as you get more people engaged that are enrolling and sponsoring and sharing, and you have a business that's in momentum, that's moving, you roll that kind of a business into an event like this convention, and it's just going to skyrocket coming out of that event. If you roll into the event and you're a little stagnant and slow, it's going to be harder to charge and spark that fire. If the fire's already sparked and going, it's going to just flame that fire coming out of that event. So I would suggest that, you know, get to the regionals, develop your plan, surround yourself with the type of people that believe in you and believe in that plan, and go. You can make it happen. We as a company are here to support you, but you can overcome any challenge that is there. I believe that. And you can achieve what you want to achieve and take that kind of momentum that you build into the September event and watch what happens.
And everybody, if you don't know yet, if you haven't heard yet, we just revealed an incentive trip, not that's a cruise that starts off. Everything starts off. Started this past Saturday by way of tracking the numbers. This is what Jeremy and his staff have done. It floors me because it really starts to put you in your own rhythm as you start to build your business, and everything runs in a rhythm. But as you drive towards this cruise, and as you start to, and for some of y'all, if you haven't seen it, you're going to get the information either at the regional or you'll see it online. We send it out in emails, but you'll read all the details about how to get onto the boat. This is an event that if you start to pay attention to it, it's an annual event, a reoccurring event that starts to happen over and over and over again, which means as long as you're qualifying, you can always get on it. And it's built for the from bronze and up to platinum. That's what the cruise is for. And if you start to understand with what Jeremy and his team has put together, this is something that really starts to propel you, because you have to qualify a certain amount of weeks at your lifetime rank to get a certain amount of points to get on the boat. And why it's so brilliant is because when you start to qualify those points and you start to focus on something like getting onto a cruise, which everybody wants to be a part of a cruise, get this, you're already getting teed up to go to the diamond trips and everything else. But you'll be able to take this momentum, what Jeremy was talking about, and drive this towards our convention. Jeremy, let me say this real quick, and I'm going to turn it to you to give you the last word. I want to thank you for being taking the time tonight on Monday night to come be with the team tonight and share some extraordinary words. And I'm looking forward to seeing you here pretty quick. But I'll pass it to you for the final word.
Well, I just want to close by expressing gratitude to you, Terry, for all you do for this organization. I also want to close by expressing my deep gratitude to each of our associates. Each of you on this call who are associates, you are truly the miracle of this company. There is no way that we can achieve that original vision that Virtus had without each of you. And we've never forgotten that, and we will never forget that. And it's our job, we carry a weight of responsibility. It's our job to support you in this journey. It's our job to make sure product is delivered on time, to make sure that our structure works. Now, we're not perfect at that. We've got some improvements we've got to make to that. But make no mistake, it's our job to support you in what you do. And you truly are the miracle of ASEA, and I am personally grateful for each one of you and all that you do for ASEA. Set your goals. Think big, but set those plans. Develop plans and action plans to hit those goals. We will support you all the way. But let's make this, all of us, the best year that we can possibly make it. 2017, I believe, is going to be a breakout year for this organization. Let's have it be a breakout year for you and your business. Bring the momentum into the convention. I could not be more excited and optimistic about our future, and just want to, and glad that each of you are on the journey with us. So thank you for having me a part of the call.
Thank you, Jerem. Guys, get this recording out to your peeps as soon as you possibly can. Look forward to seeing everybody. Thanks, Jerem.
Thank you.